right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. YouthWorks on Main is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now to wrap up this very snowy week with a little bit of Kids Q, Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. How are you?
I'm changing my name to Elsa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's your fault then, is what we're saying.
It's all my fault. I conjured this. I did.
I do appreciate how, was it during the last snowstorm that was like 1 inch of snow?
Right.
There were a whole bunch of like local police departments who were like, we're putting a warrant out for Elsa, the ice queen. Like, should have held on to that joke for another week.
Yeah, you should have. What would that be? Would that be, that's not keeping your powder dry. That would be, you know, hold your fire, you know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You should have waited. You should have held your ice cubes. I don't know what the expression would be for that.
Gotcha,
right.
Should have
reserved your...
Hold your cold.
Hold your cold.
Is.
Oh.
There you go.
There it is.
Yep.
Write it down.
Hold your cold. Got it.
Keck, got it. You've been kecked. You've been kecked right there.
Okay. Boom.
Hold your cold.
So how did you make it through the snow?
It just gives me a warm feeling, that joke.
That's good.
I've read some accounts of friends who really suffered because, bless their hearts, people lost their power.
Yes.
And we went to the grocery store Wednesday morning because we knew that the snow was coming, and walked into Food Lion somewhere, and you know, we're alone in the store, and just got whatever we wanted, and got home. We're totally ready. Watched the snow falling and just, you know, had a ball watching without having to do anything. Since most of the work that I do from home anyway,
right.
I didn't have any commute issues. And, you know, I had more trouble getting to and from my car to brush off my car. Mm-hmm. I went to my son's house Wednesday morning. I was going to be there with my grandson that day, but by the time I got there, it became very obvious that that was not going to be happening.
Right.
And I actually was probably in greater jeopardy trying to get from the car to the house to say, yeah, you know what?
I'm turning around.
You guys are staying home, right? So
yeah.
I'm turning around.
Yeah.
That was more dangerous than anything on the road at that point in the day, but the situation worsened very quickly.
Yeah.
And I was glad to just be home and stay there.
I was like standing here doing the show. You look out the window and you can see the snow just like coming down and piling up. And like, I don't think it's going to be any 1 to 2 inches. Like,
that was pretty quickly.
Like was predicted, yeah.
That was quickly clear. To me, you know, I mean, I've only lived in North Carolina for, 40 years. So I'm new. But it's been my observation that when weather systems come to us directly from the west, when they come over the mountains, they often don't materialize into anything, or they come over and they're so weakened that we get this little
They dissipate over Greensboro, and that's it. Yeah.
And everybody's cranking that we didn't get this, and especially school children are saying, what the hell happened to the snow? But the storms that I remember best, and one of them occurred the night that I was in labor with my first child, when the system comes as a low that comes over Texas and then goes out over the Gulf.
Yes, and then,
comes slams up into the cold air and collides over us. That is to say, the storm develops over us. So it's not really that it's dumped a lot of snow on the way, just that the conditions look ripe. And it stalls.
I appreciate how
you can't really predict that.
We're in labor with your first child, and you still had enough like mental energy to not only track the weather, but to know where it was coming from and remember that to this day.
Because I know you're fascinated to know this story. this was January 13th, 1982. This was the day and evening of the Florida Air 99 crash into the Potomac. My aunt, who lives in Arizona, said to me, if you want to know when you're going to go into labor, watch for the biggest snowstorm to track across the country.
Yes.
find out when it's going to get to you, and that's when you'll be in labor.
Yeah.
And even though that was a week before Brian's due date, that was exactly correct. And we were watching the coverage of that crash at home as my contractions were coming faster and faster. And we called the doctor, and he said, well, look, get up to the hospital.
Right.
And spend the night there.
Right.
And then we'll sort it out in the morning. And in the morning, you know, he came in the morning, did my doctor, and said, well, we're going to have a baby today because I'm not sending you home. There's a foot of snow on the ground. So that was his birthday, even though, you know, it maybe could have waited a couple of more days. But, you know, today's as good as any day. And my doctor was going on vacation that afternoon. So not off to Mar-a-Lago, but he was going to a warmer place. So he said that morning, hey, let's break your water.
Sounds good. All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah. So, hey, kids, if you could break any water you wanted.
This question isn't all that far removed All right.
It's the question, do you want to build a snowman?
That should be the question. Considering all of the craziness that you're describing, this question's not that far removed. Okay, so everyone gather around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's Kids Q question. If you ran away to join the circus, what act would you do and why?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I wouldn't be the having a baby act. That's already been done. It seems exciting, but really only a limited number of people want to see that. If you were going to run away
and join the circus, that's only available in certain parts of the world.
Well, you know, a few months ago I saw Cirque du Soleil in Chicago, and just because what that would mean about my physical fitness, maybe I'd like to be in Cirque du Soleil doing one of those things.
Yeah.
But they do some, you know, there's a guy who does some stuff that you're like, how do your knees get at your ear like that? I just, you know, from that direction, that doesn't really seem possible.
Okay, so I saw the last like legit circus that I saw. I was never a big fan of the circus, but
me neither.
You mentioned Cirque du Soleil, and if you go to Vegas, they've got like a dozen of them.
But they also
But they also have absinthe, which is the it's a circus with performances on the level of Cirque du Soleil, but it's this like twisted satire parody of Cirque du Soleil.
Wow.
With this
that sounds good to me.
What is twisted. His name? The bazillionaire, I think, or something like that. Is the MC, the master of ceremonies, this like sleazy guy with slicked back hair and a fake mustache and like one of his teeth blacked out.
Wow.
And he's just like this. Basically, like, pretends to be drunk the entire time and
like
plays
Don
around
Jr.
with the
before
audience.
Before he got it all fixed.
Yeah, but this guy's actually in control. that's what I would be. I would be the twisted master of ceremonies for the circus because I sure cannot do any of the actual circus.
Yeah, actually,
performances.
That's right. I think I would. You know, I was the MC in our talent show in high school, and I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I think got to be quick on your feet and you know where to step. You know, there's that old joke about the guy who followed around behind the elephants with a trash can and a shovel.
Yeah.
And somebody said to him, how long you been doing this? And he said, oh, I've worked for Ringling Brothers for 25 years.
Right.
And he said, why don't you leave and get a better job? And he said, what, and quit show business?
All right,
that's not the job I want.
If you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.